בחינות הבגרות באנגלית, מועד חורף תשע"ג 2013, לתלמידים אינטרניים ואקסטרניים, הנבחנים בשאלון ה', מודיול E. שלום רב, היום אתם נבחנים בבחינות הבגרות בשפה האנגלית, ובעוד רגע ישודר הקטע בהבנת הנשמע. נשמיע לכם את הקטע הזה פעמיים. הודעה חשובה למשגיחי הבחינות ולנבחנים, אסור להקליט את הקטעים. יש להאזין לקטעים בשתי הקריאות שבשידור בלבד. בסיום השידור, על התלמידים לשים את מקלטי הרדיו או כל מכשיר אחר בצידי החדר.
Hello, students. Today you are sitting for your Bagrut examination in English. In a moment you will hear the text of your listening comprehension test, which will be read twice. And now, the first broadcast.
ועתה השידור הראשון.
Hello, listeners. This is Jenny Gilbert at Riverton Radio. Welcome to our program, Health in the News. Today we are going to hear about a new campaign organized by the city's Department of Health. And here in the studio is Peter Winston, head of the department, to tell us all about it. Hello, Peter.
Hello, Jenny. Good to be here.
Peter, what is your campaign all about?
It's very simple, really. We're trying to encourage kids to eat healthier food. We all know they eat a lot of junk food, like fried foods and sweets. Since school cafeterias sell a lot of these things, we decided to begin by focusing our attention there. I'm glad to say that in only 3 months, we have convinced more than half of the city's 600 school cafeterias to offer fresh fruit, salads, soups, and baked potatoes. This is definitely having an effect on students' eating habits. The schools are reporting that more and more kids are choosing the healthy options, but there's still a lot more to be done.
What do you mean?
Well, only about 25% of what kids eat every day is consumed during the time they spend in school. Of course, we cannot control what they eat outside of school. However, we can make them more aware of the dangers of junk food and teach them to think about whether the food they're eating is healthy or not. That's why we're also starting a special internet website with materials and activities on good nutrition. And we'll put our message on the radio and on local television as well. In addition, we plan to give parents advice on helping their children make the right choices.
Has anything been done in other parts of the USA to deal with this problem?
Oh, yes, definitely. There have been public health campaigns in different cities to raise awareness of the need for better eating habits. And some states have even introduced special laws to control the sale of unhealthy foods and drinks in school. California, for example, was the first state that made it illegal to sell soft drinks and junk food in elementary schools, and it also has several laws that limit the amount of fats and sugar in any kind of food available within the school.
And how much influence have these efforts had on kids' eating habits?
Quite a lot, actually, as we've learned from several studies. For instance, one recent study showed that teenagers in California were eating much healthier food than teenagers in 14 states which don't have laws controlling the food sold in school. The researchers looked at what teenagers were eating both inside and outside of school, and they found that kids in California ate a lot less fat and sugar than those in the other states. Other studies show that campaigns like ours have also been successful. So we have reason to hope that here in Riverton, too, we'll be able to make a big difference.
I wish you the best of luck. Thank you, Peter, for joining us today. And to you, listeners, goodbye.
זה היה השידור הראשון. אפשר להשיב על השאלות. נשמיע עתה כמה צלילים, ואחר כך נשמיע את הקטע שנית. ואתה השידור השני.
Hello, listeners. This is Jenny Gilbert at Riverton Radio. Welcome to our program, Health in the News. Today we are going to hear about a new campaign organized by the city's Department of Health. And here in the studio is Peter Winston, head of the department, to tell us all about it. Hello, Peter.
Hello, Jenny. Good to be here.
Peter, what is your campaign all about?
It's very simple, really. We're trying to encourage kids to eat healthier food. We all know they eat a lot of junk food, like fried foods and sweets. Since school cafeterias sell a lot of these things, we decided to begin by focusing our attention there. I'm glad to say that in only 3 months, we have convinced more than half of the city's 600 school cafeterias to offer fresh fruit, salads, soups, and baked potatoes. This is definitely having an effect on students' eating habits. The schools are reporting that more and more kids are choosing the healthy options, but there's still a lot more to be done.
What do you mean?
Well, only about 25% of what kids eat every day is consumed during the time they spend in school. Of course, we cannot control what they eat outside of school. However, we can make them more aware of the dangers of junk food and teach them to think about whether the food they're eating is healthy or not. That's why we're also starting a special internet website with materials and activities on good nutrition. And we'll put our message on the radio and on local television as well. In addition, we plan to give parents advice on helping their children make the right choices.
Has anything been done in other parts of the USA to deal with this problem?
Oh, yes, definitely. There have been public health campaigns in different cities to raise awareness of the need for better eating habits. And some states have even introduced special laws to control the sale of unhealthy foods and drinks in school. California, for example, was the first state that made it illegal to sell soft drinks and junk food in elementary schools, and it also has several laws that limit the amount of fats and sugar in any kind of food available within the school.
And how much influence have these efforts had on kids' eating habits?
Quite a lot, actually, as we've learned from several studies. For instance, one recent study showed that teenagers in California were eating much healthier food than teenagers in 14 states which don't have laws controlling the food sold in school. The researchers looked at what teenagers were eating both inside and outside of school, and they found that kids in California ate a lot less fat and sugar than those in the other states. Other studies show that campaigns like ours have also been successful. So we have reason to hope that here in Riverton, too, we'll be able to make a big difference.
I wish you the best of luck. Thank you, Peter, for joining us today. And to you, listeners, goodbye.
זה היה השידור השני. אם לא סיימתם להשיב על השאלות, המשיכו לעשות זאת עכשיו, ואחר כך המשיכו בשאר חלקי הבחינה. משרד החינוך וכל ישראל מאחלים לכולכם הצלחה בבחינות הבגרות. שלום.